Blog Talk Radio.
Woman Wednesdays on. Welcome to the Diva Spot. I got my co-host live in the building with me, the Queen Intense Desire. Holla back at your girl, man. We gonna go. You know, we gotta get in into tonight. We gotta bring our queens back together and back to the basics and put a light on some situation at this point, cause we got that belly fat working for us, whether you had a baby or not. But the belly fat has definitely been the cafeteria talk, the talk about tea party, and a lot of chicks like, oh, after I had my baby, I got this, or after this and this, it just came out of nowhere. So me and the queen gonna chop it up with y'all tonight and tell y'all we got 7 ways how to get rid of that stomach fat. So you want to go get your diva pen and your diva paper, because we definitely going to bring it to you raw. And my queen, Intense Desire, is going to chop it up with y'all tonight and let y'all know that, you know, a lot of these health problems that y'all have is not because, you know, of the environment. A lot of it got to do with laziness. You can die from being lazy. Did y'all know that? Wow. Nice. We going to chop it up tonight. We definitely going to get it in. Y'all make sure y'all call us at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And we getting it in live in the chat room. So all you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And the chat room is right there and available to you. So I want to first say big shout out to TweetDeck. I'm loving it. Big shout out to Dice, from Steppin' Dice. They're going to be coming to Frontline Fridays clean, but he put me on to TweetDeck, and I like it. I really do.
I'm going to have to try it. I'm going to have to download it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What are you using now?
You know what? I really don't tweet from the internet, so I'm not using anything, but if I'm on the computer, I would like to have something I can tweet from, because Twitter for the web is not the business at all.
Yo, Twitter is like the China man. It got to be some China people behind this for Hustle Man, because it got tweet this, tweet five, tweet that. I mean, everything. Like, they got this together and was like, yo, this is what we going to do right here. Right here. We got it. It's right here. And because they got so many different branches, it's like all of it is all branched on. So, but it's still tweet that go with it. So, you know, shout out to the person that created tweet and decided to get it in. Holla at you, Diva, because I definitely want to get in so y'all can cut that check.
Let's get into it, y'all. Let's talk about these 7 ways to get rid of this stomach fat. And I'm not an all skinny woman. I am a big, big diva. Now, you know, I know some big, big divas, and it's all right, because big shout out to Monique, big shout out to Precious, big shout out to Aretha. As you get older, you start to gain weight, but we have a couple of steps that you need to do, and it's good for your health. A lot of times as women, we always putting ourselves to the back burner, and we forget about us. We think just getting our nails, our hair, and our toes done, is all, that's pampering. That's really not pampering. So one of the first things you want to do is get more sleep. It's so important for us to get 8 hours. Get 8 hours is the minimum for everybody, not just women. And right here it says, research done into the effects of sleep shows that people who get less than 8 hours of sleep have slower metabolisms than those who get a good night's rest. People who do not get enough rest also tend to eat more throughout the day and try to keep their energy levels up. So if you're not sleeping at night, if you're not getting your 4-8 hours of sleep, you're either going to be up in the middle of the night snacking, that's one, or two, when you wake up the next day, you're going to be trying to eat and build up your energy like, I'm going to get a banana. This is how I start. I'm going to get a banana. I'm going to get an orange juice. Then after that, let me get me a bagel or something, or you'll have a heavy lunch, and you thinking that you're hungry, but at the same time, is your metabolism is not being fed the way that it's supposed to be. So first thing on the list, divas, all my queens, and shout out to my guest 47-470-24. Shout out to my guests in the chat room. You can definitely chat it up with us. Give your shout outs, give your opinion, put something in there. We'll definitely holler at it live on the show. But get your 8 hours of beauty rest, because you're gonna need it. Not only because you're gonna be tired the next day, but for your metabolism, it's very important. And Tis Desire, you got something that you wanna add to that, queen?
Belly fat is, it's taking women out every day. But yeah, sleep is so important, and I know that a lot of us have a grind and keep grinding mentality, but nothing is worse than an exhausted hustler. No, you're not at your best when you're that tired. When you don't sleep, when you don't rest, you can't give anybody your best. And so sleep. Get 8 hours. I know it seems like a lot, but get 8 hours. You know, you got 16 hours in a day to do everything that you need to do. Take that 8 hours and rest. And while you rest, rest your mind as well. Rest your mind, rest your body, and start fresh. And when you are tired, you eat more. I absolutely agree, because I've been making lifestyle changes. And when I sleep more, I don't tend to eat as much. You know, so it makes a difference.
You're right about that. When I do sleep, I don't tend to eat, because I'm the one, you know what I'm saying, and like you, we had this conversation before off the air that, you know, with your spouse, if your spouse is eating, you know, and spouses, you have to be very supportive. Big shout out to guest 478-854. Big shout out to you. You're now tuned in live to Divas Fly Radio ENT. It's Women to Women's Wednesday. We getting it in. We talking about this belly fat. And the first point that we made right here is getting that 8 hours of sleep. You know, and I know it seems like a lot between school and the kids and our jobs and our shows and just being a plain out queen and just being a plain out diva. Where do I have the time to do that? But you do have the time. So, you know, and I wanted to go into the whole eating situation, because we cook. And I put in the chat room, queens, are you killing yourself with that good cooking? Let me know. We be in the kitchen cooking it up, doing it big, preparing these meals. And we have to be cautious and aware of what we're feeding our kids and what we're feeding our husbands. So that's so important, and what we feed in our men. But if my dude is eating a 4-piece, like, you know, Intense Desire said, how am I going to control what I'm eating and you over there with a big Whopper? I want some of that Whopper. It looks good. It do. Whopper smell good. It look good. It tastes good. But it's beef, and it takes a very, very long time to digest in all that good diva fat.
Let's go to the second point that we have here. Exercise in the evening. I like this one because out of all the stuff that we have been doing all day, we need to exercise when then all the diva stuff that we have and all the woman queen stuff that we do. You know we are superwoman. We're doing a million things at 100 dash bounds. So exercise in the evening. This doesn't have to be a full-blown workout, just something to get your heart going and the blood flowing. The reason for this is that as the day wears on, you know, your metabolic rate declines. This means that we are no longer burning calories as quickly as we are in the morning. So in the morning, we out and about, we moving around, we getting the kids off to school, we getting ready for school, getting ready for work, doing what we doing. Our metabolism is burning, but as we wind down through the evening, we're not burning the calories as quickly as we was in the daytime. So you can get your workout on in the evening, most likely, you know, after, I wouldn't really say after dinner. I don't know, Queen, add on to that because I'm kind of like iffy because if I'm exercising in the evening.
You know what, it's a fine line. First, do not work out on an empty stomach.
Okay.
If you haven't eaten dinner yet, because you don't want to work out full either. So this is one of those times where you take in a really light snack or a light meal, some fruit, a salad, you know, something like that. But I'm telling you, like my trainer tells me, working out is not supposed to be easy. If you are having easy workouts, you probably will not be seeing any results. Like, you know, you're going to have an attitude about coming home from school, working, cooking, cleaning, getting the kids ready, and then you got to work out. But it's not supposed to be easy. It's going to be probably the most nerve-wracking 30 minutes to an hour of your life, but do it. Because then after you eat dinner and you wind down and get ready to get that 8 hours of sleep, your metabolism is running. So you're even going to be burning calories in your sleep at that point. And, you know, it really is worth it. You know, it's worth it. But it is tiresome, and you will have an attitude about it, expect it, because you won't want to do it. You've been going all day. So don't think you're going to come in, you know, with a smile on your face about it. You know, working out is not easy. It's not.
Yeah, and even with this whole thing that your doctor tell you, and this is what I can't stand. Now, I'm 5'7". The doctor just told me I was 219. Everybody say, oh, you don't look it. Even my doctor said it. But I feel it because I got a big butt, and I got big hips, and I got big legs. So when I'm making, and it's only my fault that I let my weight get to this point. But now it's like when I'm working out, all the burning and itching and rubbing and scratching you want to do, you got to go through it. Like, you just got to go through it. You got to start getting into a routine. And there's no need to start working out if you're not going to eat healthy. I definitely want to get your opinion on this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. We're going in with this belly fat, this crazy, crazy belly fat. So call us up at 347-850-1521. We're about to get into some Mary J. Blige. Big shout out to Mary J. Blige because tonight we feeling so damn good. Let's get it.
wait till you get home tonight.
You're now tuned in live to Divas Funk. I got my co-host live in the building with me, Intense Desire. We definitely talking about that 7 ways to get rid of belly fat. And call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. All my queens that's listening, shout out to all my queens and my divas that's tuned in right now. This is a show where we can come and just chill, let the front lays down, let the tracks out, let the doobie down, take your diva heels off and just chill. And we get it in because it's too much of... And too many women, I got hot mess news for y'all later on today about women fighting and carrying on and how drastic it can become. Like, it's crazy how first we had the Facebook beef where the chicks were beefing on Facebook over a dude, and they end up seeing each other in the same hometown. They live in the same area, got into a high-speed chase. One of the chicks had her friend in the car, and the other chick had the baby in the car, and one of the girls end up dying. Like, is it that serious? Why are we so catty nowadays? But here at Diva Spot, this is what we do, yo. Woman to Woman Wednesdays, we come together and we just be queens. So y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We won't bite. Probably scratch your ass a little bit, but we won't bite. Big shout out. Yeah, right. Big shout out to Mary J. Blige. That's my queen, yo. That's definitely my queen. We definitely getting it in. And, oh, follow us on Twitter. You can follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryK. And, queen, tell them where they can follow you at on Twitter.
www.twitter.com/IntenseDesire. No spaces. All together.
All together. So we're talking about this belly fat, and I'm just loving this whole, like, I love Tweet Deck. I swear I do, because it just makes life so much easier for me. We going in, man. We definitely going in. We were just talking about exercising in the evening. Now, that's something that I'm going to have to, and it's all about discipline, too. You got to discipline yourself. If you couldn't discipline yourself in middle school, let alone going into high school, you a grown-ass woman now. Start disciplining yourself to exercise. Because if you want to get rid of that belly fat, you can get rid of that belly fat within, what, 90 days, to tell you the truth. You can drop drastically. I did it. It wasn't healthy when I did it, but I'm going to do it the healthy way. Now, we talked about getting more sleep. You got to get at least 8 hours minimum of sleep. The second one was exercising in the evening. Let's go to point three, get moving. Get moving with yourself. Anytime you can sneak in any form of physical activity, like taking the stairs instead of the elevator, you know, you will use extra calories to fuel your activity. So instead of, you know, when you're walking into a building, if you only go into the second or third floor, Diva, you can take them stairs. If they told you it was a mill at the top of them stairs and that's how you got to do it, we would do it. It's just self-discipline at the end of the day. And if you're really serious about getting rid of the belly fat, it's only 7 steps that you need to do. These are 7 out of what? 7 billion trillion things that you can do to get rid of belly fat. So honestly, there's no excuse for us to have belly fat. I want your opinion on this. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And you can log in with us live in the chat room. And Sister Zaire is in there, so she's going to be holding y'all down. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot, ENT. And don't let it get to the point that you get so big that somebody says something about you. And it did happened today. I didn't say nothing about the lady. I felt sorry for her. But this lady came into McDonald's wobbling, and it looked like her sister was behind her wobbling. When it gets to the point that you wobble into McDonald's, please order the Southwest salad grilled. Do us that favor, because that's not cool. You had to. You wasn't born like that. I know some people have rare diseases. I know what you're about to say, Queen. Some people do have rare diseases where they're big, but a lot of people are just fat on their own. You just got there. When it gets to the point that you're wobbling, yeah, just put it down. Please, put it down and get moving. Eat. Go to sleep and stop eating.
Yeah, get active. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not a small person either, but I understand my circumstances and I'm getting moving. But nothing bugs me more than somebody taking an elevator to the next floor. Like, walk up the stairs. Walk up one flight of stairs. It will not kill you. Or hurt you. Or when somebody takes the elevator from the second floor to the first floor, unless you carrying a ton of stuff, if you big, get moving. The thing that people don't understand about being bigger is that a minimum amount of exercise will jumpstart your metabolism quicker than it would somebody who's much smaller. People who are much smaller have the hardest time losing weight because their metabolism is already going. They have to really like step it up 10 times, but if you're bigger and you want to lose some weight and you want to get healthier, little things will get you going. Walking up a couple flights of stairs will get you going. You would be so surprised how much, even just walking, period. Walk 30 minutes a day. Like a lot of the older people that I know who can't really do that strenuous exercising, they just go walk. Yeah. They go walk around the track when the weather is nice. You know, if you stay in the area where you have winter and stuff, or in the summer, in the spring, they go walk around the neighborhood. They just walk for 30 minutes, and it adds up.
And you can actually program your iPod. Yeah, if you wobbling, it's going to take you. You can actually program your iPod to do that. Like, I'll say this, like, we're walking because a lot of people keep looking at their clock, and they keep looking back and forth at the time, and see, is it 30 minutes yet? Is it 30 minutes yet? Is it 30? No, it's not. Just get you a song. It's like 5 minutes, 4 to 5 minutes long. It all depends on what song it is. If it's a Little John song, it's 8 minutes. So You may want to get you a little John song or whatever the case may be and put a few of them in it that amount to 30 minutes. That way you know when the music stops and all the music stops, you have walked your 30 minutes. So that's one of the tricks that I use when, when I'm walking. And, you know, it's this really steep hill where I live at. And it's like a mile and a half. But I have made it my business decide that I'm going to walk down that hill and walk back up that hill for the next 30 days. So I'm going to keep y'all posted and see how it works out. I'm not going to say that I may do it, but I'm going to try. So please keep your diva in your prayers that I get it done. And I think that, you know, when you set goals on a 30-day, you know, after 30 days, I'll be working, walking, or maybe running at least 4 to 5 miles, just consistently walking up and down that hill, because if it's a mile and a half, that's 3 miles every day that I didn't walk down and up, and it's going to do me some justice. And when it burns and when it hurts, that's good. You want it to hurt and burn.
Yeah, you do.
And the air will help you. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Queen, go ahead.
Yeah, I work out to music. Working out is not what it was years ago when it was just really boring. Technology makes it easy to work out and have fun working out. You don't realize how much time has passed when you listening to 8 or 9 songs of your favorite songs that really get you going. You be ready to dance, you be ready to go out. You know, use that same energy when you exercising. You know, if you walking and you bopping your head and snapping your fingers and you know, throw a little shimmy or something in there, so what? Have at it.
Yeah, right.
But get going. Definitely.
You gotta get going and get moving, because before you move it, you know, we take things so much for granted. I was watching the Book of Eli, and it was saying how, you know, and when she was asking him about the life before the flash, and he was like, you know, people took things granted, you know, the stuff that y'all kill over now, you know, and that was my thing too. Like, we take so much stuff for granted, this life for granted. Like, a lot of this stuff is just supposed to happen. Like, we just supposed to be doing it. Like, this is what I'm supposed to get. And two, you can't do it anymore that you start becoming this big motivational speaker. And big shout out to the motivational speakers. But you become this motivational speaker about, oh, don't take life for granted or whatever the case may be, and such and such and such and blah, blah, blah. I just feel like we need to really start getting up off our ankles, basically off our asses, and start doing something about it. And I have to say, I am one to say I have to get up off my big ass and do something about it. Because when I walked up that hill, girl, I was like, why am I hurting like this? But it was just the muscle and the tissues and everything working. They hadn't been worked out in a while. So I guess I've been sitting on my diva throne for too long. Y'all call us up. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to get to this fifth point right here. I like this one. Protein is good. Protein can help to stabilize how much insulin in the bloodstream. Insulin that are high or low can seriously affect your metabolism. Protein is so good. And I have the benefit of being on the West and going to this grocery store. Look at in your seafood section. You want to start taking out the beef. That's the first thing I would suggest for anybody that's trying to lose weight, period, is take out the beef, get you some fish, chicken, and turkey, and cook with it. And then start cooking with olive oil and canola oil rather than vegetable oil, stuff like that. You want to cook with less oil and get you a Foreman grill. If you grill all your food, that's 25 pounds alone within itself, just grilling. So put those Foreman grills to use, and I think protein is one of the best ways to start out of losing weight. So definitely, Queen, you can go in on that one right there.
I don't know what it is, but, like, protein is something about the way that your body processes certain proteins, and they have a lot of good vitamins. They have a lot of good omega-3s, especially seafood. Seafood, I'm a seafood lover in general, But seafood is really good for you, especially things like salmon, even just the only fish that I tell people to stay away from, and it's going to hurt a lot of us black people because we think this is the fish of all fish, tilapia. Tilapia is not the best fish for you because it's corn-fed. And corn is, when you eat too much of it, it's not good for you. You know, it's almost like eating potato chips and eating, you know, that piece of chocolate cake when you eat too much of it. So go with fish that you know is that's fed properly. And, you know, try baking it, grilling it. Everything's definitely protein. And, yeah, stay away from red meat. Just stay away from it. If you have it, have a high quality of red meat. But
yeah.
Don't think because you're going to McDonald's or Wendy's and getting a hamburger without the bun that you're doing yourself any justice because you're not. You know, if you eat red meat, eat a proper portion of a well-cut steak or something of that sort. But other than that, I'm not a red meat eater myself, just in general. I love chicken and fish and turkey, and it's a lot of ways you can cook it and you'll love it. You know, if you can cook a steak and you can fry some chicken, you can make something. You can broil
yeah.
it, you can grill it. So, you know, if you can cook, you can cook. It doesn't matter what you're cooking. And invest in a cookbook, too. A lot of Dish
Diva? Yes, we're going to definitely come back with that. We got a couple of hot recipes for y'all from Dish Diva. We're definitely going to go into it. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're going to give y'all some music right now that y'all can, you know, move around to and get yourself pumping and jumping. This your boy Nelly featuring Fergie with Party People. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spy Radio ENT. Let's get it moving, boo.
Where my body's the party, 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 people, yeah. Where my
welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary. You are now tuned in to Diva Spot Radio ENT. Y'all know how we do. It's Woman to Woman's Wednesday. I got my co-host live in the building with me, Intense Desire. We are going in on this whole 7 ways to get rid of your belly fat. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard to get your opinion rocking. We're about to go into this whole situation because we can see a lot of people with belly fat. I want to know people with belly fat. And they be like, oh, these just my love handles. And I had a baby. And, oh, I ain't worked out in a minute. But it's so many easy ways for you to get rid of belly fat, whether you're a man or a woman. And the first thing you need to do is get at least 8 hours of sleep. Like, come on, not 7.5, not 7, not 6.25. You need 8 hours of sleep. I know the baby acting crazy. I know you got to get up in the morning. I know you got the neighbors next door and over you want people to know their name. You're going to have to put them in their place. Let them know, look, I need 8 hours. So y'all need to just handle that right there. The second thing that you want to do as far as getting rid of this belly fat, 7 ways, y'all, 7 ways. I'm trying to make it as simple as possible. First thing, get 8 hours of sleep. The second thing you can do is you can exercise in the evening. We all got cable, and even if we don't, we can go and get some type of workout format, YouTube. If you ain't got cable, I know you got the internet. Just play Bank Cleary. Let's just put it out there. If you don't got cable, you got the internet. If you don't have the internet, you got cable. Either way. But you want to exercise in the evening, and I know somebody like, well, why would I exercise in the evening? What, after I eat, after I put the stuff in my stomach? No, you want to have a light dinner, meaning let's get them proteins in order. Let's get the fish, the chicken, the turkey. Leave the beef alone. No pork on your fork. I know a lot of my team and a lot of people I know don't eat pork. I'm just not one of those people that just don't eat pork. If I feel like a pork chop, I might just fry it up and make it happen. I know some of us feel like, ew, so what? It is what it is. But first thing you want to do is get 8 hours of sleep. The second thing is to exercise in the evening. The third thing is to get moving. Even if you at work or any place that you're at that you can take the elevator, rather than taking the elevator, take the stairs. If you taking a bus and you know you only 5 blocks away, walk the 5 blocks. Like, it ain't really going to hurt you. It's actually going to help you. And believe it or not, walking, actually, you can lose like 25 pounds in a month in some days just by walking. That's crazy. Because you're walking. You using your metabolism. You moving it. You keeping it moving. You keep burning those calories, so you want to do that. So let's go into Dish Divas. Man, Dish Divas, you want to go to www.dishdivas.com. I'm so glad that I found this site because I love it. And they have, I like to eat good. I'm one of those people that love going out to eat. I like to eat different types of food. But they have this whole chicken breast saute section, and it shows you how to saute chicken breast. But one of the things that I wanted to share with y'all tonight was the where is it? A tomato garlic chicken. It says add chopped garlic, chopped tomatoes, tomato paste, and red wine vinegar to a pan. Place the chicken breast back in the pan. This is after you sauteed it. Back in the pan and warm it with the sauce. But the good thing about it, they got 5 different recipes on here. They got lemon caper chicken, tomato garlic chicken, taste the Thai chicken, that's a little spicy, and they got the green chili chicken. So you can go on Dish Diva, dishdivas.com, and check it out. If you're really serious about getting rid of your belly fat, like, you can start doing this right now. It's just 7 easy steps, and you need to start changing your habits. And smoking is another thing. If you smoke, you got to cut down on it because it's not doing nothing but adding on to it. And, Desire, you can tell us about that situation right there.
About smoking?
Yeah.
When people – smoking is – like, nicotine is an appetite suppressant. And
So while people use it as a form of stress relief and it keeps you from eating, the long-term effect of being a smoker far outweighs trying to suppress your appetite and cope with a bad day. So when you stop smoking, most people who stop smoking gain a lot of weight because they replace food with cigarettes. And now my mom, she quit smoking cold turkey, and she actually started losing weight, but she found something else to do. And so that's why I think that this article about the 7 ways to lose, to get rid of that belly fat, I think is awesome because all 7 points tie in together. You know, if you quit smoking and you increase, your health is getting better, then you can get active. Instead of sitting around eating to cope with smoking, now start walking.
That's definitely one of the things that you want to start picking up, especially for my bottom heavy queens. And shout out to guest 56439 and guest 57773. Shout out to Jamie live in the chat room. Y'all chatted up with us and y'all give us y'all input because I know everyone that has an opinion. Y'all give us y'all input on some ways, to stay healthy. But I got these 7 ways to get rid of stomach fat. So I'm just going to go over them again for you guys. The first one is to get 8 hours of sleep. It's very important to get 8 hours of sleep. I know y'all like, yeah, whatever, but you got to get 8 hours of sleep. 8 hours is a minimum for everybody. And research done into the effect of sleep shows that people who get less than 8 hours of sleep have slower metabolism than those who get good night rest. People who do not get enough rest also tend to eat more throughout the day the next day. So if you're not getting enough rest at night, most likely, if you're up, you're going to be snacking. You're going to be eating. You're going to be eating when you're not even hungry. But then if you're not getting enough rest at night and you up all night, let's say on Facebook, on Twitter, whatever you're doing, when you wake up the next morning, you're going to be like, man, I'm hungry. You making up for what you didn't, your metabolism, you making up for what you didn't do last night. So it ain't doing nothing but adding on to your diva body. The second thing is we all busy. We got busy schedules. We got kids. We got men, husbands, lives, whatever, got to kick the dog, however the hell you got to do it. Exercise in the evening. And if you got a Wii, instead of investing into that Grand Theft Auto, please invest into Wii Fit. It might help you. And don't start, and it's the thing, we start exercising, and when it start hurting, we be like, oh, hell no, I can't do this. Like, I'm serious. Oh, I have to stop. This hurts. Exercising is supposed to hurt. So feel the pain. It's good. Just know that you're going to be looking right in your jeans this summer, and you ain't got to worry about putting on that whole body shaper thing, cutting your circulation off, getting light in the head. That's the second thing. The third thing is, we all got a girdle sturdle. I got a girdle sturdle, but girdle sturdle hurt, and it be leaving bruises on your body like I beat you down somewhere. So, this third thing you do, you can exercise. Oh, and get moving. Anytime you can get any exercise in, do it. The fourth thing is protein. Ladies, we going grocery shopping. This week you going grocery shopping. Try to resist from getting beef and pork. Just get the ground, the chicken, the fish, and the turkey. And see how far you can stretch your skills. Like, this is a test for the queens out there. Instead of getting beef and pork, get you some fish, some chicken, and turkey, and see what you can do with that. I might have a contest. Matter of fact, I just might give away some money. I'm feeling kind of generous. Yeah, queen, we're going to have a contest. We're going to have a contest. Matter of fact, starting next week, we're going to have a contest, and I want the best chicken, turkey, and fish recipe to come along. Matter of fact, I'm going to post it. It's going to be posted within the next 48 hours with all the details and the prize. So I'm going to start giving away things because anybody that put effort towards anything deserves a surprise. I really deserve a surprise. And here's a tip for you guys, which I'm going to put in the chat room right now. this wonderful, wonderful website that you got to get familiar with to start eating like the queen and the diva that you are. So here it is, live in the chat room for all my divas and dons that's in there. Boom. Go to that website, read, 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 get familiar with eating healthy, living healthy, doing healthy things. Now, we getting healthy. We've been talking about exercising. We've been talking about food, eating food correctly and having healthy habits. That's what I want to talk about right now. Healthy habits, meaning that instead of you getting a can of fruit, why not get a bag of fresh fruit? Like, that always, and then they make it look so appealing. Don't y'all realize that a lot of labels are bright yellows and reds and orange? You want to know why? Because those are attractive colors. It's a marketing strategy. But they don't tell you, here you are 3 months later with your gut touching your breast. Your nipples is touching your belly. That's not good, Ma. That's not good.
No, not at all.
That's definitely not good. So what another point I want to drop on y'all is eat more often. By eating 5 or 6 smaller meals throughout the day, you will keep a steady supply of energy flowing through your body all day long. A consistent flow of calories keeps your metabolism rolling. So skipping meals will actually cause your metabolism to slow down. You always want a healthy and active metabolism. You don't want to slow down. So eat about 5 or 6 smaller meals, meaning you have a nice breakfast. Let's say you do some fruit, grapefruit, a bagel, orange juice. That's good. So that's like what we up. Well, I'm up at 6:45. I don't know what time y'all up, but I'm out the door at least by 7:40. So by 7:40, I'd have had me some grapefruit. I had me a cream cheese bagel. I had me some orange juice. Now, most likely, this is 7. By 9 or 10 o'clock, I'm hungry again. I need a snack. So what we can do is we can either have a protein shake, maybe Slim Fast, maybe have some fruit or something like that, or a parfait. Parfaits are banging. You can actually save yourself a lot of money and make those at home. And if you don't know what parfait is just yogurt with fruit in the inside of it. That's a parfait. And who got the best parfaits? McDonald's. McDonald's got the best parfaits. I love those parfaits. So, okay, that's about 10 o'clock. Now, here comes lunch. Now, when we in them cafeterias at work and when we go out, we always want, it's like, why not have a salad? Why not have a chef salad? Why not have a deli sandwich? Do soup and salads rather than going and getting you some jerk chicken, some stewed beef, some oxtails, rice, baked macaroni and cheese, like going in and try to cut down on the fried foods too. And this is only for people who's serious about losing your belly fat, because Lord knows you cannot tuck in that jelly roll that you got. You can't tuck in the jelly bellies and those two little men hanging off your back. I'm sorry. I had them, so I know what it is to have them. And then what we do is, and not to try to get off a topic, but we start driving our dudes crazy. Honey, does this make me look fat? Do you think I'm fat? I'm having a fat day. My dude didn't went through it before. He had a fat day, too. He had a fat day with me. And I know he was like, oh, my God, don't she know that I'm with her? I wish she'd just leave me alone. And what our man say is, you good just the way that you are. I love you just the way that you are. Because they don't want to hear that shit. It's so sad. They don't want to hear it, but they're not going to tell you, because then we're going to get all emotional, like, why would you say that to me? So instead of eating 3 unhealthy meals, let's eat 5 or 6 healthy meals throughout the day, you guys. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Y'all, we about to get into this hot mess news. Dun, dun, dun. Hot mess news, man. We got an OMG moment here, courtesy of www.hiphopjustice.com. It's promising college student murder over baby Pampers. Yeah, I'll say that again. Promising college student murder over baby Pampers. And now it says right here, the Daily News reports that an aspiring lawyer and model college student was murdered over $20, y'all. The deceased 22-year-old student, Kamisha Richards, was stabbed to death in the Cypress Hill Projects in Brooklyn. The reason for the killing was over an unpaid loan of $20 that was to be used to purchase Pampers for the killer's children. This is a very sad and disturbing because this woman had a bright future ahead of her. She was an aspiring lawyer that attended the John Jay College in Manhattan and held a job at the J.P. Morgan Chase. This is just another senseless crime committed by a jealous person hating on someone that is trying to make something of themselves. Rest in peace to Kamisha, and our prayers is with you and the family. I want to definitely get your opinion on that situation. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And once you get on the line, just press the one button. It's going to bring you into the call queue so we can get your opinion. But this story right here, and this proves, that's why, like, if a chick is getting catty with you, and I had to watch myself, there's some things that I'm not going to entertain. Because you never know where it's going to take. Either you're going to be dead and I'm going to be in jail, or I'm going to be dead and you're going to be in jail. Like, seriously? Over $20? And why would you loan anybody? Hey, Jamie. Hey, boo. What's going on? Why would you loan anybody your last $20 that you were supposed to buy your baby Pampers with? I'm not getting that. It just bothers. Go ahead, Queen.
When I read the story, I was appalled. Like, literally, like, it takes a lot to leave me at a loss for words. But, like, one, you took a life, you took your own life, and you took the life of your child. Mm-hmm. Like, who will explain to this child why they can't see their mother except for behind a glass, you know, a glass window? Like, you took everything from everybody involved in this situation for $20. $20, like, it's senseless, period. I don't care if it was $1,020, but the fact that it was just $20 makes it all the worse. Like, that's really what does it for me. Like, I can't even imagine. I've never been that angry in life where I wanted to stab somebody to death over money. But that just lends to the fact, that just lends to greed and where it has us in this society today, where we killing people over $20. That's a form of greed. You know, if you to buy babies, that person should have never got the money in the first place, like you said. So, that's amazing.
And the crazy thing about, like you said, it leads us to greed. It's that whole Willie Lynch, you know, that whole Willie Lynch syndrome right there. Like, you put the black man, the young black man against the old black man against the young black man. Now it's the sisters against the sisters, the dark skin against the light skin against the dark, the big against the little. Like, over $20, her life was worth $20, man. I definitely want to get y'all opinion on this. We're going to be chopping it up on this story for the next 30. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And be thankful that you're still standing, baby.
Mama always told me, baby, you got to walk by faith and not by sight. Real talk, you got to listen.
trying to tell you how it's supposed to be. See, this is more than just a song to me. Go side. Liberty, and I put my name in the history book so you'll forever remember me. Remember me as the toughest warrior or the ultimate fighter, cause I'm the truth and nothing but it, like my hands on the Bible. And this is the survival of the fittest, the realest is not a facade. Still standing on my 2 feet, cause I'm a child of God.
Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. ENT is Woman to Woman's Wednesday, and we are still standing. I got my co-host live in the building with me, Intense Desire. We going in on this situation, this hot mess news, OMG moment, a promising student murder over baby Pampers, y'all. And the girl was 22 years old, an aspiring lawyer and a model. She was a college student. She was 22 years old, you know, and not only was she going to college and modeling, but she was working at Chase. She was working at the bank at the same time. And there was a loan of $20, and that brings me to say this. Hold on. Money management had to be somewhat jacked up, because how you working in the bank and you need a loan for $20? No disrespect to the debt, but honestly, like, she was killed over $20. I think this had a lot more than to do with $20, you guys. I want to get your opinion on the situation. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Like, it saddens me because it's another one of our sisters gone over some nonsense. Like, all the things that you can get mad about, and the girl stabbed her to death. So we lost two sisters, and now we got another child out here, you know, motherless, let alone being fatherless, but a motherless child. I think the child is most worse off without the mother. What you think?
I really, you know, it doesn't matter even what color they are. Just the fact, like, that we don't see the value on another human life to be worth more than $20. You know, not only did you, like, you stabbed her to death, like, nothing, you got so mad over $20 it never kicked in that you would be putting your child's life in danger. Like, no, now this kid could wind up anywhere. I pray that the father was very involved as to not see another kid go into the system.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. I'm really just upset that that it just even got that far. You know, it's people out here right now who I let borrow some money,
I never got it back. And you know what? I talked it up. I learned a life lesson. Never loan that person another dime. You know what I'm saying? Just never lend out money again to that person. So it never has crossed my mind to go stab somebody to death over money. It's never crossed my mind to stab somebody to death, period. Because I just feel like even if I'm mad at you, I feel like I got too much life to give. I've been too blessed to just take life. You know, we already had a world taking life from us, period. Black people in general, you know. So just to take it from each other, I don't understand that.
And we haven't even brought in the whole system part of the situation here, and that's one thing that I really didn't look at as well. Like, I mean, it just repeating the same cycle. Like, I've seen people really get so upset and so mad with people. I didn't even have friends that try to deter me from hanging out with somebody else. Oh, don't hang out with her. She this, and that. And, you know, it's always his side, her side of the truth. And also, what the hell do you think at the end of the day? You have to give people, you know, a rope to hang themselves if you really think about it. I can't really say, you know, somebody say, oh, Diva Mary Kay don't hang around her, she phony, she'll set you up to get killed. I mean, they ain't going to go that route with, oh, she a thief or whatever the case may be. And me and you been chilling and kicking it. You're like, well, she ain't showed me no signs of that. Why would I honestly believe you? It's unnecessary hate. Like, why would you spend so much time hating on somebody else? What is you gaining from hating? Is it putting money in your pocket? But over $20, like, that girl lost her life over $20. And look how they wrote it up on the whole situation. Oh, girl stabbed over, girl promising student killed over baby Pampers. Look how she going out. Are you serious? That's how you want to be in the paper? I definitely want to get your opinions. Y'all can also give us your opinions in the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. Spread the word and let it be known, because before you get mad, I had a situation where I was very upset, and I had a personal situation. But I took the time out to thank God, to let go. Like Monica said, let go and let God. God said he would make your enemies your footstool. We can't be running around here trying to be Jesus Juniors, man. Like, seriously. And we wonder why, you know, we can't get up out of our own mess to get somewhere, why we ain't getting no good, because you too busy waiting on somebody downfall.
Yeah.
I can't wait till she get hers. I can't wait till he get his. And you further realize you getting his and hers because you waiting on them to fall. That's some true shit too, yo. You just waiting. I had a person doing that to me, waiting on me to fall. Oh, is her karma gonna come around? 347-850-1521. Her karma gonna come back around. She gonna get hers. She gonna get hers. And that person was steady getting bad luck. That's because they was waiting on me to get mine. You was getting mine for you. You was getting mine and yours.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Y'all call us up. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. All queens, we got to unite. I made it my business to address every woman that I come in contact with this year. This is not my New Year's resolution, but I just decided to start doing it this year. And address every woman as a queen. Like, seriously. Because we need to start reminding each other, you a queen. Just like I see a lot of these people and a lot of these queens out here taking back shots, you know, ass all out on the avatar. Save it for your man, not for the avatar. And you wonder why you ain't got no man. That's why you don't have a man. It's no secret.
Yeah.
Hey.
I can't even explain it. Sometimes, you know, we don't understand our worth as black women. I think we're so used to being beat up and beat down by people that we feel like sorry. We feel like we got to subscribe to everybody's standards of what we should be. We should be in the video shaking our ass half naked. We should be putting up with any and everything. We should be lowering our standards so that we could just have any kind of man, and we don't have to do that. We do not have to do that. We do not have to be half naked. We do not have to let somebody step on us. We do not have to be somebody's ride or die chick. If you don't have somebody that can live for you and you can live for them, that's not who you want to be with. Like, I just think we owe ourselves better. Forget what we owe the rest of the world, but we owe it to ourselves to be the queens that we are. That's what we really owe it to ourselves, to be queens, be proud, be strong. And I don't think a lot of us are. I don't think we are proud and strong of who we are. I don't think.
What about the whole attention situation? This one I'm starting to see now, like, look at me, pay me mind, pay me attention, look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me. And, you know, I'm the shit, I'm this, I'm a bad bitch, this, and that, and so forth. Like, what do you guys really consider a bad bitch to be? Because a bad bitch to me is a very educated one, a very strong one, a woman that knows how to be a leader. She give back to her community. She give God the praise. She give him the honor and glory, and she humble. Y'all understand that the more humble you are, the more successful you are. Prime example, Russell Simmons, very humble dude, cake it. Mary, cake it. Monica, cake it. And even if no matter who you see right now that you feel that's on the top of their game or, you know, in the game and that's real arrogant or whatever the case may be, they're going to fall too. You cannot, where can you go where, you know, where can you go that you can hide from God? That's my first question. And I think that's a lot of times that we take the Lord out of our houses, and that's how we able to let the devil come in. And we wonder how we got here. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. We're about to get into this music. Big shout out to Ms. Nira. She got this joint called Come Over. I like this one. Check it out. Welcome back with all Bethany Lab. It's your girl, Miss Nira, will come over. I like that joint right there. Y'all want to check it out. Y'all can definitely Google her, Miss Nira. But, Queen, I was able to find who is Sarah Bartman. And I'm going to play the audio for all my queens because y'all need to hear this. And in the meantime, in between time, we're going to get an upgrade from my favorite co-host on Woman to Woman Wednesdays, Intense Desire. She's going to drop a few jewels on y'all right now while the diva get this audio in order.
Yeah. So the queen asked me a question about could you date a man with man boobs? listen, it really made me think, and I can honestly say that in the past I have dated some bigger guys. I'm not opposed to dating somebody who makes me happy. I'm not one of those people that I don't have a physical type. You know, I need you to be morally and spiritually my type, but physically, attraction can come in any form. But keeping with the theme of today, it's very important to have a mate who wants to be as healthy as you are. It's very hard to stay on a path of better eating habits, better exercising habits, when your mate has no self-control when it comes to their diet and getting active. You know, when you come home, he's sitting on the couch, he's playing Xbox, eating a bag of Doritos with a 20-ounce of Pepsi and some Twizzlers. It's very easy to sit next to him, watch him play that game, grab a few Twizzlers, take a sip of that pop, and then there goes everything that you've been working hard for that week. Everything is down the drain because there's so many empty calories in everything that he's putting in his mouth. So while his man boobs might not be a problem, it's a direct correlation of his eating habits. You know, and I'm not talking about somebody that's, you know, nice and workout, got that muscular chest. I'm talking about somebody that, you know, they jiggle when he walk and whatnot. That's not, I couldn't see me dating somebody like that now, because I want somebody that want to work out with me. You know, I want somebody that won't turn their nose up when I say, hey, we having a grilled chicken salad for dinner. Or turkey this,
like,
or turkey
what?
That. I don't...
right,
yeah,
like you said, what?
Where the fried chicken at? Like, you know, that kind of stuff is good in moderation. And I think when we start dieting and exercising, I think where a lot of us fall off is, like, we completely deprive ourselves. You have to learn moderation when you are changing your eating habits. You know, if one day you really in the mood for some fried chicken, have a piece of fried chicken. But, you know, a lot of us, even myself included, before I started eating better, like, I was literally eating out at least once a day, 7 days a week. That's at least once a day. So you, not only is it expensive, but you don't ever really know what you're putting in your mouth when you get it from a restaurant. And even if you're eating at Applebee's, don't think you're better than the folks that's going through the drive-thru, because you don't really know what you're putting in your mouth at Applebee's either. If you can't see what's going in it before it's cooked, you don't know what you're eating. So start cooking. You know, you can enjoy some of the stuff you like if you prepare it yourself. Because you know what you're putting in it. You know, if you eat at Applebee's, even their, 550 calories and under, that food has so much sodium in it. So, like, it's a give and a take.
It is a give and a take situation. Can you hear me, Queen?
Mm-hmm, I can hear you fine.
It is a give-and-take situation. You know, you definitely want to, if you're going to do it, you got to have some self-discipline. Because just as well as with your spouse, you can't really depend on them at the end of the day. They're going to be your cop-out. Oh, I went out with my honey to eat. I went out with my girlfriend, my sister, my cousin, whoever to eat. And they're going to be a cop-out. So, you know, don't let nobody be your cop-out. And, you know, what I did, I put the question in the chat room, would you date a guy with man boobs, and what the hell did I put in there? I'm going to type that again because I guess I was just typing. Hold on. Will you date a guy with man boobs?
I got a
I want to know. I dated a guy with me and booze before, but they wasn't bigger than mine. It doesn't justify that he had me and booze. It doesn't justify that he had me and booze or whatever the case may be. But, you know, I mean, hey, it just gets to the point that if I don't want to see his man boobs, I know he don't want to see my tire, like, for real. He don't want to see the brakes that I got on my back either. And then once you start to lose that weight, I know you're going to enjoy the attention that you're getting, but we need to be very conscious about who we are with this whole situation or, you know, our bodies. And we need to know who Sarah Bartman is. Even though every black woman should know her name, but every woman should know her name. So I definitely want to get this audio and play in Queen. I want to make sure that we can hear this clearly because this is important information. So just let me know if you can hear this. Hold on.
Her name was Sarah Bartman.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Just let me know if it's too loud or whatnot. But here, I'm going to play this for you guys.
Daughter of South Africa. She went to Europe willingly, thinking she would find riches and fame. They fooled her. In Europe, she found humiliation, forced to be a spectacle because many of them had never seen a naked black woman's body. They nicknamed her Hottentot Venus.
Hmm.
They were fascinated by her large, full breasts, big hips, buttocks, and big lips. They stared, touched, and laughed. She couldn't really be human because she didn't look like a white woman. Her skin was the deepest shade of the darkest chocolate. Her hair was a thick black cloud on her head. Doctors and medical students scribbled madly in their medical journals descriptions of her body. She was later sold to a circus where she danced naked for the entertainment of white people. In their mind, her large breasts, buttocks, and her elongated labia made her inferior and oversexed. This justified their inhumane treatment of the black man and the black woman. No longer wanted in the circus, she became a prostitute and later died from loneliness, shame, and disease. She had been in Europe for only 5 years and was only 25 when she died. But her story doesn't end there. Even in death, she wasn't allowed dignity. Europeans were fascinated and obsessed with Sarah Bartman. When she died, they cut out her vagina, her brain, her skeleton, preserved them in jars, and placed them all on display along with a plaster of her actual body. For 160 years, people could walk into a museum, look at Sarah Bartman's vagina, her brain, her skeleton, and see what she looked like naked. In 1974, they took down the display, but they still kept her remains. It wasn't until 2002 that her remains were returned to her homeland and given a long overdue proper burial. Some would say Hottentot Venus, a.k.a. Sarah Bartman, was one of the first video vixens. Before television, before radio, Sarah Bartman became the blueprint for degrading and humiliating the black woman on a worldwide level. Sarah, this one is for you. I will not forget you. I will not allow others to forget you. I will make sure our people remember you and know your name. Black America, I find you guilty of murder. You're slowly killing the black woman with your blatant disrespect for black womanhood. We have pimped our daughters and mothers for platinum record sales, new cars with big rims and mansions, while Eve's daughters drop it like it's hot for crumpled dollar bills and the chance to be nominated the year's best video vixen. We spit on Sarah Bartman's memory, and Harriet is turning over in her grave while Sojourner stands at the throne of the Almighty praying, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." Do you? Do you understand what you have done, what you are doing? How many black women came before you and played the maid and prostitute so you wouldn't have to? How many of us have turned down roles because we valued how the world viewed black women? But not today's daughters. For a few dollars, they feed into America's jungle bunny fantasy, shaking their fangs half-naked with a smile upon their faces. But their eyes say, save me from myself, and where is black America? We are on the sidelines, cheering because baby girl is no longer a resident of the ghetto. She's riding in Bentleys or Benzes draped in furs and diamonds, and the record label just bought her a fat house. But have we forgotten? Massa always kept his main hoe close to the big house or a house to call her own as long as she opened the door when he came knocking. And he will be coming back. It's so sad. Back then, we were forced to degrade ourselves to the level of being some man's whore. Today, we willingly degrade ourselves. The black woman has become America's number one whore. We fought that label for so many years, but here our daughters came along and solidified the deal. But many of us sold our daughters to them. We sold them for houses with jacuzzi-sized bathtubs and the chance to say, "That's my baby on TV." Have we no shame? No guilt? We can't blame the white man for this one. In concert stadiums all over the world, our black men proclaim to the world that his women are bitches and hoes. It's so common, some of us think that this is our name, an answer to it. We have forgotten our grandmother's pain, her struggle to carry the burden so we wouldn't have to. Do you hear the ancestors crying out, "Is this what we died for?" I say no. Wake up, black woman. Wake up, black America. Take back your dignity. The power is in your hands.
Yo. Yeah. I just
I need to put that on the CD, and I need to start handing it out to black women.
Yo, we definitely, that was definitely deep information. We definitely going to start playing out on the show. We got a call on the line right now. Let's go to the hotline, 718-669. You're now live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Diva Mary Kay. Feed the wolves in the building. You already know, the boss, Domination.
Domadamo, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show, man.
Going on, love?
Nothing. We in here getting it in about this whole situation. You know, yeah, we chopped it up.
I just heard something powerful right there. I like that. I like that. That's, you know, that's real enlightenment right there. A lot of people don't know, you know?
Yeah, definitely don't know. Adamo, we definitely got to put the words out, you know, from one to all my queens. You know, we definitely got to let them know, like, you got to respect yourself first. How could you want somebody to respect you if you don't respect yourself? But let's know the history. All my black women, y'all should know who Sarah Bartman is. Google this, and it's on my Twitter right now. I actually got the link. Check out this. It's a YouTube video, but I was able to get the audio, and I'm going to make it my business and start playing it on my shows. But willingly, as women, not even just black, white, Asian, Creole, whoever, like, we willingly are now looked at as the whole of America. These men are calling us bitches and hoes, and like she said, we answering to it like it's our name.
Nah, yeah, that's crazy. That's never good, you know?
And, you know, it's never good, and we're guilty of...
That's people like Rihanna doing stuff like that, you know, that is poisoning the minds of the young ladies and thinking that it's all about jewelry and cars. And I mean, young men is messed up the same way because, you know, everybody fighting for a car and a chain or something like that, and that's to impress the women that carry themselves like hoes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a real lady don't care about that because she got her own and she's taking care of business, and as long as she can take care of her family, nothing else really matters.
Mm-hmm. So, and your real treasure should be your home. Should be your house, where a place where you can love and entertain and play. A real woman knows that my house is my sanctuary. I just turned my old bathroom into an African safari. You want to know why? Because I want to feel like I'm in a rainforest when I'm in a bathtub. That's mine. I don't need to go outside with a leaf tied around my stuff and, you know, with the other two pasties on my tatas, and, you know, to feel like I'm in a ring. No, I can use my imagination, but, you know, I got this hot mess news, Damo. I don't know if you heard it, but I'm going to bring it to you. A young lady in, I'm going to bring it up right now, but she was killed. This girl was killed over a pack of Pampers, you might as well say.
What?
A pack of Pampers. I'm about to bring the story to you. You know Diva always got the hot mess news, but I'm about to bring story up to read it to you. And this is an awareness to all my queens out there. You shouldn't get so mad that you shoot. Take Remy Ma, for example. Remy Ma is still in jail. You want to be a thug? Y'all real thugs? Like, for real, over money, and the Pampers was only $20. So let me bring this up. And this is courtesy of www.hiphopjunkies.com. Oh, Domo. Intense Desire, I got my co-host Intense Desire. This is my queen. Meet my brother. This Domination, Feed the Wolves. So y'all chop
it up. How you doing, lady? What's good?
How you doing?
Everything
is
good. You know, taking
a day at a
time. That's all.
That's
all you can do. I ain't hear you. What you said, Diva?
I was waiting on you to hit me back so I can come out on the 5th.
Oh,
y'all got it.
Man, I'll be so tied up running around and whatnot. You could have still came, too. It don't even matter. Like, I still got you if you get out of here and whatnot.
Yeah, but I wanted to book it a week, the ticket.
Yeah, I know they got some type of deals on last-minute flights, too, you know?
Yeah?
Yeah, they do. I'll look it up for you.
Yeah, look it up for me and let me know, because you know I definitely support my Wolves. I'm so proud of y'all doing y'all thing, and y'all show a lot of loyalty. And we going to chop it up. Dama, we got to chop it up on Feed the Wolves about the Willie Lynch syndrome.
Definitely.
We going to go deep into that. We going to start bringing that to life. Here it is. Wow, and unfortunately, Dama, this going to break your heart because it's so close to home. But, it says, promising college student murdered over baby Pampers. It says, the Daily News reports that an inspiring lawyer and model college student was murdered over $20. The deceased 22-year-old student, Kamisha Richards, was stabbed to death in Cypress Hill Projects in Brooklyn. The reason for the killing was over an unpaid loan of $20 that was to be used to purchase baby Pampers for the killer's children. Wow. It says, this is a very sad and disturbing, because this woman had a bright future ahead of her. She was an aspiring lawyer that attended the John Jay College in Manhattan.
That's where I was.
Yeah, and she worked at the Chase Bank. So, yeah, like, and that's my thing. Like, she worked at the Chase, beautiful black girl, worked at the Chase Bank. She was going to school to be a lawyer, and she was a model, and she was stabbed to death over $20 that somebody, this person, they didn't even disclose their name, and loaned to her when she was supposed to be buying her baby some Pampers. Why are you giving up your last 20? You supposed to be buying your baby some Pampers. That's what
I'm crazy. That's crazy in more than one ways, too, man. Damn.
Hmm.
Kill somebody for that, man, that's crazy, man.
That's worse than the dude beating his wife up for not paying the damn cable bill.
Damn, crazy, man. Woo, that's so crazy, yo.
That's crazy.
You found that on hiphopjunkies.com?
Hip-hop junkies, the junkies is spelled JUNKIEZ, junkies.com. Diva Mary Kay is featured on there as well. So you can go to I'm going to post it on my,
Wow, that's crazy, man.
Woo.
That's beyond crazy. That's really disturbing, like, wow.
Yeah, it definitely is crazy. And look how, like, you mean to tell me this lady's life was worth $20?
Yeah,
$20. Come on, please, wake up, man. Wake up. I mean, you know how many chicks I get coming at my neck, and that's because who I am. But I'm not going to entertain their fancy. I'm not going to entertain their fancy.
I would have gave her that $20. I ain't even going to front. That's crazy.
Yeah, no.
I would have definitely gave her that.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure somebody else would have gave it to her. That's the thing. Like, there's no convincing me that she could not have gotten some baby Pampers. Stabbing a girl to death over $20. Like, you know, and what's even sad is I pray for her. I pray for whatever she's going through mentally that makes you feel like stabbing another human being to death is,
yeah, but you
is
know what?
Justified
who's the real,
for $20.
You know who's the real people that suffer in this instance, though?
The kids.
The kids.
That girl that died and the kids. Yeah, man. I mean, now you don't got your mother, so I was like, man, that's hard right there, man. That's just,
And to be
quiet right now, man. And the girl is real pretty, too, man. Damn.
Ain't she? You see her? Pretty.
Oh, yeah, man.
And you know what? I'm going to say it like this to all my queens, just to upgrade. Let me tell you something. If you down to your last, and here it is, Diva Mary Kay said it. If you down to your last, it's so easy to get $20, and you ain't got to sell no puss either. You can either pawn your shirt, That I said it. You can go pine. You can go donate some blood. That's $20. You can go to a church. The church always got stuff, yo. The church always got stuff. Or you can what is it? Like they do that testing thing on you, you know, whatever. But any real queen, without selling the pussy, man, you can get $20. You can go up to 20 people and ask them for a dollar. It just depends on where your pride at. I don't give a damn. I can have on Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Juicy Couture, and if I need $20 and I ain't got it in my pocket, you think I ain't gonna come up to you and ask you for a dollar? Please.
Yeah. That's right.
Please.
That's it.
Yeah, this is for your kids. Any real queen to tell you the truth, and this is an upgrade. I'm gonna just talk about money real fast. I did this with my bank. Each and every month on the 1st or either the 5th, my bank will take $25 out of my checking account and put it into my savings. I forget about my savings, so I think that's a pretty good thing that you can do. So just in case that emergency, like you get your light bill or your energy bill and it's like $75 to $100 more, you already got it in the bank. So start taking money from yourself and saving it, because it's definitely going to do you justice at the end of the day, and you won't die over $20.
Nope, not at all.
That's crazy right there.
Man,
and
that shit is just so disturbing right now. I'm speechless behind that one right there.
I was sorry. I told you I was sorry because it's close to home. And look at our two beautiful queens. I don't even know which one it is, but both of them beautiful.
Yeah.
And she made it to college in Manhattan. This is a great school, too.
Yeah, I went to that school for a while. I still got to go back to school and graduate, but I went to John Jay for like 5 years, man. That's crazy, man.
It is crazy. We got to stop being Willie Lynch tricks. Stop being Willie Lynch tricks. Stop being it. That's why I had to play that audio right there for we to know who Sarah Bartman is, because that's one of another things. Like, you know, we talking about losing this belly fat. With 7 ways of losing this belly fat. Once you lose this weight, you want to start getting this attention. But then, you know, it's sad that black women, Latino women, Spanish women are looked at as American hoes, because we posing in these magazines. Baby oil, Johnson & Johnson, and whoever made baby oil is making a killing right now. I know their stocks went up, because every time I turn around, I see an oiled up ass and hill somewhere. Save it for your man, not for your avatar. And then you get mad when somebody disrespects you. Come on now, I'm not taking you serious. If you're selling health insurance or cars or whatever the case may be, how can I take you serious? Like, are you serious? How can I take you serious off of that? Desire, I got you. How can I take you serious off of that? And I'm looking at your ass all oiled up. I'm not going to want to talk to you about money. I'm going to want to talk to you about getting it in. But at the end of the day, y'all got to smile for us, yo. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We about to get into this hot track by Damo called Smile For Me. Let's get it, man.
Don DeMarco. This one is called Smile For Me. New Domination. Don DeMarco.
Outside in the morning, feeling brand new, smelling fresher than a Glade aroma candle. Stepping like a champ, it's nothing I can't handle. Smell about all of the money that I done ran through stupidly, but that don't mean nothing. Cause truthfully, we can't take it with us when we go and play the music, please. And let's enjoy the moments that we share. I know a couple good dudes that ain't making this year. Pouring liquor out, I'm saving my tears. I'm pouring liquor out, I'm saving my tears. Real, I ain't gonna hold you up. And if you
never need a shoulder to lean on, a bite to eat, or a pillow to sleep on. Just think of me and sing the Golden Girls theme song. Dial my number up and tell me what you need, dog. I can't complain about my life not being perfect. When kids are starving, people dying, being murdered. Preachers touching little boys, they all perverted. Hypocrites and got the nerve to say they worship God. Smile for me, everything is gonna be alright. Push your worries to the side and enjoy life. I don't really know what's going on in your life, but I want you to, want you to, want you to. Smile for me, everything is gonna be alright. Put your worries to the side and enjoy life. I don't really know what's going on in your life, but I want you to, want you to, want you
to. Oh, Domino, you make somebody want to marry you off that drink right there.
Yeah, shout out to Kamisha Richards, man. Rest in peace. You know, that's a real sad moment right there. I see they got it titled as Oh My God moment.
Yeah.
Shout out to her. I dedicate that song to her, man, right now. Man, I like to dedicate that one and another joint if you got it, Mary Kay, that Hard Times joint, man, because, you know,
I'm going to find it.
The hard times of things coming about like that, you know, like, whew. This is, I'm really having trouble swallowing the situation right now, like, damn, man.
And the only reason why I bring it so raw, out of the thousand stories that I come across, I want to bring stuff that's going to be like, boom, right in your face. This is our reality. This is our reality right here. You know, and don't let your current situation determine your identity. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You want to know why? Because I love you. And I need you to survive. I only do it because I love you. This is not something that I want to be publicized. And I want to be, this is not a funny situation. Like $20? Are you serious? $20? My queen is gone. And it hurts. Because that could have been my sister. That could have been my child. My son still got to live. He only 8 years old. He going to go and marry a wife.
I mean, actually, that is our sister. And that is our child. You know, black people, like, we all are one people, you know?
That's right.
At the end of the day, we definitely all come and got the same bloodline somewhere down the line, you know? So that definitely, she's definitely one of our relatives. And that's a really sad situation right there, man.
Pac
said it takes skills to be real, time to heal each other, you know?
It definitely time to heal each other, man. It's crazy when a situation like that can be popped off and the anger between, you know, the two girls right there. We had the Facebook situation where the girls got into a beef over a dude in jail.
Wow.
Like, you see this? They was beefing over a dude in jail and they was out. And, you know, a big shout-out to the 732. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We're talking about this situation where a young woman, one of our sisters, Kamisha Richards, Kamisha Richards was killed by another friend from a $20 loan. A friend loaned her $20, and she was supposed to have been buying her baby Pampers, but she didn't pay the girl back in time, I guess, and the girl stabbed her to death. And the sad thing about Kamisha Richards is she was 22 years old. She was an aspiring lawyer, and she was a model college student. So, and she worked at the Chase Bank. So she had a very bright future. And for her life to be taken over pamper money is not what's up. I definitely want your opinion on this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. But I want to get back to this Facebook situation. These two chicks was beefing over this dude that was in jail on Facebook. They both lived in the same town. So one day they seen each other. One chick was with a homegirl. The other chick had the baby in the car. These two fools is on a high-speed chase through the city.
Wow.
Baby in the car with the baby in the car. It's on. I got it on my website. You can go to www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.divaspotent.blogspot.com. You can check it out there. The story is there with all the detailed information. But what end up is one of the girls end up dying because they had a car crash. One of the girls died. So now one girl is dead and the other girl is going to jail. So now what, you going to write this nigga back and forth? He about to get out of jail. He ain't going to remember you. After usually 8 times out of 10, fuck that. 10 times out of 10, when a nigga come home, you not saying he might just leave you, son. Like, for real, you didn't tell him down. And matter of fact, Damo, you can give me the, on a man's perspective of that. A dude coming home, say, you know, I was with a dude, he got locked up, I held him down, whatever the case may be, he came home. What's the odds of us still being together or him being faithful to me now that he's free?
The odds is very slim. It's very, very slim, to be honest with you, you know? Like, people get confused, man. Like, them two fight, any man fighting over a woman fighting over a man, like, you get him how you keep him. If he's doing that now, he's still going to be doing that. So you can't blame the female, just like I can't blame a dude. God forbid if my girlfriend sleeps with a dude. That's on her. That's her decision. She chose to make that decision. And therefore, your best thing to do is stand out of the situation, you know? Look from the outside in. You don't involve yourself in situations like that, you know?
You ain't got no business beefing with nobody, and I said this before. How can I beef with another chick? Because if it wasn't for my man, then that chick wouldn't exist.
Exactly.
How am I mad at you? I ain't got no beef with you. I may not fuck with you like that. You know what I'm saying? But how am I mad at you? I cannot be mad at you. If it wasn't for my man, then you wouldn't exist. You wouldn't know my man and you wouldn't know me. And a lot of chicks be like, oh, chicks be knowing that the dudes be having the man and they don't care this and that. Well, he don't care either. Why you all, like, saying, like, oh, because they don't care? Well, if he don't care, then why should she care? And why should you care about anybody that don't care about you or respect you? Respect me. And that's what a lot of our queens, we fail to realize. And it's because a lot of times we be in tight situations, living in the hood, living on, you know, short bread, or, you know, having an education and having bread and having a limited supply of educated and well-rounded men and women, so we settle. Like Damo just said, if that's how you met them, then that's how you going to keep them and lose them.
Yeah.
Listen. Go ahead, Queen. I hear you.
I've never gotten it. You know, I've had my fair share of failed relationships, but I've never been confrontational with another female, though. I've never understood it. It never ends up well, and you just look really stupid.
Yeah, you
it's
do.
It's something that appeals to my pride and my sense of being a woman that I try to avoid looking stupid as much as possible. Like, it's certain things that we can do as women where we don't have to look like the, excuse my language, but the dumb bitch. Because that's what, when you see two chicks fighting over a dude, like, the first thing that come out of anybody's mouth is, look at these two dumb bitches. They're just dumb and stupid. Mm-hmm. And I don't ever want to feel that way over a man that wasn't really mine to begin with. Because if she here and, you know, not just talking, I'm talking about he been sleeping with her, they having a relationship, she to the point where she want to fight you over him.
That's
her man.
Yeah.
That's her man.
Nobody
owns
anybody. That's just real talk. Nobody, we choose to be together. And the problem, I think, and I didn't mean to cut you off, I'm just going to say this. A lot of problems with relationships is the other person to be too involved in the other person's life. Get you some get up about yourself and do something. Why are you all up in my business? Why didn't you ain't got nothing, you don't go to school, you ain't working, you ain't making a difference in your community, you're not branding yourself, then why am I with you? If you cannot produce anything besides the words out of your mouth, you no good to me.
Just again, like you said, I don't care who you with, you don't own the person doesn't own you, and if that person is cheating on you, then sometimes, you know, you gonna either accept it, but before you go and you get in these fights with these other women or this other woman, so you need to sit down and talk to your man. Sit down and talk to him. You ain't gotta try to put your hands on him. You ain't gotta call the police on him, throw his stuff out the window. You don't have to act like you suffering from,
you know, MBD, and, you know, Mad Business. You need to sit down and have a real conversation with your significant other about what's going on in your relationship.
Yeah.
Period. If he decides that he wants to be with you and no other woman, then you decide if you can accept that or not, or y'all go y'all separate ways. But fighting over a cheater, I just don't see it. Fighting over a man, period.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to fight over a man. If he wants to be with me, he's going to be with me and be with me wholeheartedly. If he doesn't, then I have to decide what's going to be my next step, you know, of action. Either I'm going to leave or I'm going to stay.
I think at the end of the day, it comes down to self-value, how much you love yourself. And not for nothing, loving yourself. Love who you are. Love is when, you know, when somebody love you, will they love you for everything that you are and who you will never be? Can you be with somebody like that? And I put this on Twitter because I seen this chick on Twitter was like, I hate when dudes have dirty shoes. That's the second thing I look at. My response was, if you judging a man out what he look like on the inside, on the outside, then you got some inside issues. And if you judging a man about how he look, just because his shoes look nice don't mean that he a nice dude. He can have some fresh Tims, smell good, look good, everything done, but he would be the first nigga that would slap the taste smooth out your mouth.
I was about to say, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh fist for your face, too.
Yup, a fresh fist for your face. So he probably then went and ate Keisha down the street and just didn't even brush his teeth, just came down and kissed you right in your mouth because his boots is clean, because he got some nice shoes on. Oh, girl, he wear gaiters. What is happening to our women? But we're here on Woman to Woman Wednesdays to tell my queens, I love my queens, and you deserve better. And the only way you want to get better is if you do better. The type of men and type of people, not just relationships, but the type of people that you attract to you is the type of people that you are. Period. If you attracting unnecessary people, ignorant people, angry people, you most likely are one of them characteristics. But if you making a change and putting your foot down and looking around you and saying, I'm not going to be a Willie Lynch trick, I'm going to play my position. I'm not going to be running around here trying to be Jesus Jr. I'm going to open my mouth and not turn my head. Then you want to start making a difference in your community. And before we're able to make a difference in our community, we got to start in our houses. A lot of our houses is jacked up, y'all. And start supporting one another. It's nothing for me to promote my wolves. It's nothing for me to have my queen on with me right now. It's nothing for me. It's not going to hurt me. It's going to better my people. Why wouldn't I want y'all to live to your full potential, to be able to have money to give back? Why wouldn't I want you to have time and money to be able to go back to school and get a degree? Why wouldn't I congratulate you? Like, for real, I'm not tripping off no ego trip. I love seeing y'all do good. Y'all want to know why? Because it makes my heart so much bigger. I get this sense of, you know how you, like, sip on something warm or you eat your favorite food and you get that happy, tingly feeling? That's me. When y'all succeed, that's how I feel. So it's very important. And don't get me wrong, y'all. It took me a minute to get here because I was a Willie Lynch trick, too. I ain't going front. Like, who the fuck is that? What are they doing? Why should we fuck with them? But we gonna get into it, y'all. The wolves is everywhere. Everywhere. The wolves is everywhere. And they got this song. I'm gonna play both of them. I'm gonna play The Wolves is Everywhere, and I'm gonna play this joint by Five Alive called Anywhere. This song actually made me cry because it's so positive and it's grinding. And when I was trying to make it to that last half a mile, yo. I was like, if I can make it this far, I can make it anywhere in Burns. Yeah. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We got 8 minutes to the end of the hour. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Let's go.
I'll go, I'ma get it all and I won't slow. I'ma show the world what they don't know. I'ma be the one, I'ma be the one when I'm done.
Higher,
if I made it this far, I'll go.
Higher,
if I made it this far, I can make it anywhere. If I made it this far,
I'll
go. If I made it this far, I'll go.
Diva Mary Kay. You are now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. That was Five Alive Went Anywhere. Oh my God, that song goes so hard.
Yeah, that's pure motivation.
Pure motivation. And it's definitely going to be everywhere. Y'all make sure y'all hit Five Alive up. All you got to do is Google the man, Five Alive, S-I-V-E-A-L-I-V-E, Five Alive, man. He definitely go, big shout out to my boys, man. Five Alive is definitely, I'm so proud of him, and he definitely go hard. I love it that Five Alive just, he spit through the music. Like, you can feel the grind and the pain through the music, and that's what I honestly think hip-hop is all about. We're going to go to the hotlines right now. Let's go ahead and open it up with 4 minutes on the hour. 347-386, you're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. What's your name and where you calling from?
Diva Mary Kay. It's good. It's Five Alive. Five Alive. It's popping.
Five Alive.
You know it's crazy. I was making some moves. Know what I mean, so I just had seen the text. Know what I mean, so I was like, yo, let me just call in. Know what I mean, support Diva Spot Radio and all that. Know what I mean, but yeah, man. As soon as I called in, man, I heard that track, man. You know, so.
Yo, I find that's one of my favorite ones, yo. I mean, I love it. I was just saying before we went into the break, I was trying to get, you know, my 2 miles in. And then when I was at the 1.5 mile, that came up on my iPod. I was like, if I made it this far, I can make it.
Yeah, man. But you know, I'm just showing some support and all that, man. Appreciate everybody supporting that track, man. It's at 27,000 right now, yeah? So.
It should.
I'm trying to bug out when they hit 100,000, know what I mean? So that's the single right there, so you know.
All right, well, we're going to keep grinding hard and keep playing it here, keep playing it everywhere. It definitely need to be exposed just as well as Smile For Me, man. Like, y'all definitely doing y'all thing, and I'm very proud of my kings. I'm very proud of my wolves, and I'm just glad that you made that song right there called Anywhere. We got hot more bangers right here. We got another one, Feed the Wolves is Everywhere. Let's get it. Woman to Woman's Wednesday. We about coming to the end of the hour. We got 5 minutes left. Five Alive, we had a hot mess news too today about one of our sisters. Our sister is Tamisha Richards. She was killed. Well, I got to pull the story up. Wow, that's crazy. She was killed. Hold on, I'm pulling it up right now. And, 332, I see you. I'm about to open your line up, but I want to spit this story to y'all real fast before we get out of here, because it's all about awareness, man. So all my queens, stop being so catty where it gets to the point that you stab a chick over $20 for Pampers. Is you crazy? Yeah. Hot mess news, man. I'm pulling this up for you right now, Fives. Courtesy of www.hiphopjunkies.com. I just want to get your opinion on this story right here. It says promising college student murder over Pampers. The Daily News reports that an aspiring lawyer and model college student was murdered over $20. The deceased 22-year-old student Kamisha Richards was stabbed to death in Cypress Hill Projects in Brooklyn, which is not that far. It says the reason for the killing was over an unpaid load of $20 that was to be used to be purchased for pampers for the killers, for the chick that killed her. It says this is a very sad and disturbing story. This woman had a bright future ahead of her. She was an aspiring lawyer that attended the John Jay College in Manhattan and had a job at the Chase Bank. So she was 22 years old, going to college, you know, doing the thing. She asked somebody to loan her $20, and she got killed, basically. She was stabbed to death in Cypress Hill Projects in Brooklyn. It's crazy how, especially black women, like, we ready to pop off at any moment. And the thing about it, both of our queens was left out. Everybody lost in this situation. The girl that lost her life, the woman that went to jail, and now the girl baby is motherless. Five Alive, I want your opinion on that, and then 332, I'm going to get to you, and then we out of here.
Yo, basically, man, I can't really speak on that matter, because, like, it's too crazy. You just, you know what I mean? The hood is hot, you know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
Everybody, I mean, everybody arguing over $5, $1, like, I mean, but at the end of the day, man, people shouldn't lose their lives over, little chump change, you feel me? So it's like, you know, I just seen a lot of shit in the hood, I mean, you know, so it's like, I mean, that's crazy. So, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry to hear that, because I'm just being put on about that situation, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's great. That's crazy, though, you know, so, I mean, oh, man.
It is,
that's disturbing, though, real shit, like, that's disturbing, you know what I mean? So, it's like, you know, mm-hmm. I can't really go in with it, but that's just, I mean, that's crazy, though, but, I mean, I just hope that, you know, that child grows up to be, you know, be somebody, yeah, so.
That's right. At the end of the day, and the final thoughts on the situation, all my queens, put God first, family second, and career third. You know, in any struggles that you're going through, just have faith enough to know that God is going to give you what you asked him for, and if you're obedient, he's going to give you what you didn't ask for. So before you start getting into a beef, a Twitter beef, a Facebook beef, beef on the street, beef in the store that a chick rubbed you too close or looked at you too hard, think that you can lose your life over a Lucy. Let's be for real. So all my queens, we need to come together and don't hate participating in what I'm doing, because if you're rocking with me, I'll show you exactly what to do. I'm going to get the final thought from the queen and we out of here. Queen?
Just have faith. Like, it's one scripture that always sticks in my mind, and it says, trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself, and everything you do, put God first, and he will direct you and crown your efforts with success. So keep that, because that's important. It means something. It's more than just a word. It's a tool to live by. Trust God. You know, do what the Lord loves. And if you just take that with you, you'll make better decisions. So, yeah, that's all I have for that.
I definitely appreciate y'all. Y'all make sure y'all stay tuned in with me tomorrow, 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east. It's Thursday. It's Feed the Wolves. You know what we doing. We feeding the wolves each and every Thursday. Holla at me at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Not only is we feeding the wolves, we making hip-hop history. We're going to be talking about Bougie Bonton tomorrow. So check your diva out. Follow me at www.twitter.com/DivaMaryKay. Big shout-out to all my fam, all my wolves, everybody that called in and supported the show, everybody that's listening online right now and chatting it up. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I'm out of here until the next time.